Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, August the 17th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Now, it's my understanding that this could be a record low today for the month of August. Now, I don't know if that's right or not, but it flashed on the screen this morning that this could be a record temperature low. So, boy, oh boy, what an August it has been. What a summer it's been. The smog, the rain, the record temperatures, mostly on the low side. I don't think we've had any record highs this summer. It's been a very interesting summer, to say the least. Now, I got a lot to talk about here this morning. Yesterday, we had technical difficulties starting off the show, and I'm hoping everything's going well today. I think we got all the problems ironed out. But I got an email yesterday from one of our very devoted listeners every morning, Linda. And Linda, I know you're out there having your coffee and listening this morning. Thank you for being out there each and every morning. And I hope you got to hear the Sam Donaldson interview, because half of that got cut off because of the technical difficulties that we were having. And I sent Linda a link to that interview, so I hope she got to hear it. And I hope the people who wanted to hear it got to hear it. Now, let's see. Tomorrow, we will be broadcasting live from the Bratwurst Festival. We did that in 2018, 2019. 2020, we took off because during the pandemic, there was no Bratwurst Festival. We returned in 2021. Last year, we were not able to do it because I was not able to be around a whole lot of people. But this year, we will be back in action. We will start our broadcast tomorrow morning at 8:15 in the morning, and go through 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and most likely the Friday night show will be broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival tomorrow night. But tomorrow morning, we've talked with everybody. We will have Sean Kraft. We will have Matt Morgan. We will have Pastor Whitaker. We will have Pastor Craig. So we'll have a whole slate of people tomorrow morning live from the Bratwurst Festival starting at 8:15, running through 1 o'clock in the morning. And it's great, because the people at the Bratwurst Festival actually do want to stop by and say hello. And that's always a lot of fun. So we certainly do appreciate that. All the girls and their dirndls and the polka bands that perform over there. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. And by the way, because we are doing a remote, I just warn people, if you tune the radio in tomorrow morning and for some reason there's a repeat playing or something's not playing right, just give us a minute and we will get it worked out. I'm going to cross my fingers and hope everything's just going to work perfectly. But should you tune in tomorrow and for some reason we're experiencing some kind of difficulty, stay with us. We're going to tape everything there tomorrow, and we will try to get it on the air as quick as possible. Now, in the past, I have to be honest, the first year we did it, I don't remember there being any technical difficulty. I don't remember any technical difficulty the second year. The last year we did it, to be honest, I can't remember if there was any problem or not. I don't remember. I know we got on the air the last year we did it, back in 21, but I don't remember if there were any big snafus or not. But regardless, anytime you're doing a remote, I always warn people, stick with us. We'll get the problems worked out, and looking forward to tomorrow from the Bratwurst Festival. It looks like the weather's going to be nice, so you know, that's another part of this. If it was raining, we probably would not do it. And hopefully it won't be raining. It looks like it's going to be mid-70s and a nice day tomorrow. So we'll be out in front of the main office at the Bratwurst Festival. And I tell you, I'm really looking forward to this because the last time we did it, to be honest with you, back in 21, I don't remember. I know we interviewed a lot of the queens. I know we had the polka bands. I know that Mary Ellen was with us. But it was kind of a more, I don't know if, I don't want to say it was a last minute kind of a thing, but it was, let's just say the people this year that are involved really seem to have it together, Sean and Matt and so on and so forth. So we'll have a lot of people on hand and that should be a lot of fun. So that's what will happen tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow morning for all the chaos from the Bratwurst Festival. Now, school was back in session yesterday for River Valley and Pleasant. Hope everybody had a good first day of school. This morning, Marion City Schools and I believe Elgin go back for another year. So I hope everything's going well with them this morning. You know, first day of school, it's always an interesting day. And you know, the new thing on Facebook has become showing pictures of your kids' first day of school. And that's kind of interesting. Nothing wrong with it. I think it's perfectly fine. But what a lot of people get very creative, and I think that's kind of neat, when they show the pictures of the kids from years past, and then they show the pictures of the kid now, that's kind of interesting. That's kind of entertaining. So I hope everybody's having a great back to school today. Weather's certainly not bad for it. Want to remind everybody that McDonald's is having their big back-to-school giveaway on August 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app. This is at 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road here in Marion. Now, I'm going to get to McDonald's here in a second. Well, let's get to McDonald's right now. I've had a lot of weird instances at the McDonald's on Marion Mount Gilead Road, but maybe this morning's instance was maybe the weirdest of all. I pulled up in the line this morning, and I could see that cars were going through pretty fast. So I got up to the line, and a voice came on immediately and said, "All we have is soft drinks, so if that's okay with you, go ahead and order." And I did, because obviously all I wanted was a soft drink. But I don't know what the problem was there this morning, but apparently no food, and it didn't seem like any of the coffees were able to be prepared. So that was kind of interesting. I don't know what was going on at McDonald's this morning. Does anybody know what was going on? Does anybody else go through there in the morning? If you do, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. 24 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. But I did think that was very interesting. All we have is soft drinks, so if that's okay with you, go ahead through the line. Okay. Well, I did go ahead through the line because all I wanted was a soft drink, and this always amazes me because I've been going to this McDonald's for quite a while now, you know, pretty much every weekday morning. And I get up to the first window, and there's a new gentleman there. I don't think I've ever seen him there before. And he takes my card to run it for the soft drink. And as he's handing it back to me, he goes, "Aren't you on the radio?" Now, I don't know where this man would have heard my voice. I don't know if it was through the speaker. I don't know how he knew. I had never seen him before. It's very nice when people say hello. I appreciate that. But that was a very short meeting at the drive-thru window this morning. That's what's going to be on my tombstone. Just mark that down. Aren't you on the radio? Which is an interesting thing because that whole terminology in and of itself, on the radio, like I sit on top of the box or something. It's very nice, though. It's very nice, though, that many people pay attention. And this was not an older guy at all. This was a guy maybe in his 30s, 20s, late 20s, 30s. So I appreciate that. But I, you know, in radio, it used to have to be that they'd have to hear your voice. Or they really would not know who you were because they can't see you on radio. I don't know what's changed that. I don't know if internet has changed that. I don't know if being around a long time has changed that. But It was an interesting thing this morning. You always run into people like that when you're in kind of a weird moment. You know, when I get ready to do the show in the morning, I get up, I take a shower, I wash my hair so the hair's still a little wet. You know, you're not exactly ready to start signing autographs in the morning. And it was just, it's always interesting when you, because you don't know who knows you. And certainly I did not know this gentleman, so I did not expect that exchange to happen, but I thank him for his kindness. Now, past McDonald's here, yesterday, all I'm going to say, I don't want to give the name out because, you know, maybe they don't want me to say their name. But yesterday, let's just say a female came up to me and handed me a box of homemade cookies. Now, this box was filled with something called Jumble Jubilees, which I guess is kind of a cake cookie, chocolate chip cookies, peanut butter cookies, no-bake cookies, and award-winning, as it was described to me, award-winning molasses cookies. I don't think I've ever even eaten a molasses cookie. But I now have all these cookies. I have not tried any of them yet. But I have them, and I thank that person for doing that. You know what's nice? It's so nice when people go out of their way, because cooking, especially that many different kinds of cookies, and I'll tell you how this all happened. I just happened to mention it to the person on Sunday, so not even that many days ago. They were talking about how they like to bake, and they were a good baker, I guess is what we'll say. And it's funny because it's a older people, we've talked about this before, older people really know what they're doing in the kitchen, but younger people really don't know. And that's kind of the conversation we were having, was that do younger people know how to bake and do that stuff? As well as older people do. So I think maybe this was to prove that I was wrong. I don't know. Or just to be nice. I was shocked yesterday, though, that we just had the conversation on Saturday, and on Wednesday, all these cookies were produced. And I thank this person for that. And also that they're so kind to do that. You know, a lot of people will not go out of their way to do nice things for you that they don't have to do. And this person certainly did that. And I'm not saying that all these cookies were made for me. She might have been making them for other people as well. But it was certainly nice what she did, and I thank her for that. And it was a great cookie day yesterday. Now, last night at the studio, Carrington came in, and we just had a lot of fun. You know, last night, I feel I got to know Carrington a lot better than maybe I had before. You know, we were together at the fair. She's been a part of a couple of the Friday night shows. I've seen her other places. But last night, we really got to talk and really have a good time. And I'll tell you, she is smart. She is funny. She is entertaining. She does not cut me any slack. And she will be at the Bratwurst Festival with us tomorrow as well, which will make that a fun occasion. So had a lot of fun last night with Carrington, and appreciate that get-together. So that's pretty well all the news I have. Does anybody have anything to say out there this morning? 740-751-4038. 30 minutes past the hour. That's 740-751-4038. So I thank the person who gave me the cookies. I thank the gentleman at McDonald's this morning who said, "Aren't you the radio man? Can't go wrong there." Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, can you say that McDonald's thing again where they have those backpacks? I think you said free.
Oh, yes. The backpack thing will be taking place at the McDonald's on 95, and it will be August 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. And you...
Wait a minute. August 23rd.
August 23rd.
Okay, from four, I had five. From four to...
4 to 7, and you have to have the app to get the backpack and the school supplies.
I don't know what that app is, but I was going to tell you, I called that Ralph Thacker again yesterday. I think that made about the fifth or sixth call. They were going to get me for harassment, but she answered the phone. And she, I think she said he's had procedures. I don't think he's feeling that well. So
Ralph?
I told her the pizza was there, and then I called neighbors and told them to make sure, you know, that I guess if she lives at Fair Park, she probably knows neighbors. And I, you know, had told them, you know, that pizza. I've been trying to track them down for I don't know how many months. So I did get a hold of him, but I left, I think, about 4 or 5 messages. And he maybe has the medical issues. I'm pretty sure she said he was having procedures or something. So,
but they're gonna get the pizza.
Yeah, and I called the pizza place, which when I picked mine up Sunday, and I told him, you know, that free one was for them. And then I was going to try to, you know, still find him, so, and everything, so.
Well, I'm glad to
so
hear.
I would leave messages, and I'd say, well, you know, stop, you know, the radio station. I knew he couldn't listen anymore and stuff, so, and he, you know, the ones that listen, you know, if they don't have the radio, they can't get it, and I feel sorry for him, so.
Well, no, I'm glad to hear that he was able to get his pizza or is able to get his pizza. If you know, I saw him not too long. I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I saw him in the grocery store, but he was in and out kind of quick. He looked like he was doing okay, but you never know. You know, he might be going through some kind of medical issue.
Yeah, I thought he was a lot older, and I said, well, something, and she said, well, you know, he's like in his 70s, and I thought, gosh, I'll be 80, and I thought, yeah, he just found it on the phone. People sound different, you know, old or something. And I took it he was, you know, a lot older, so apparently not. So,
what?
So he'll get the pizza. So I'm going to yell at the neighbor as she goes out and say, hey, you, are you interested in those backpack things?
Now, are you much of a baker? I got this nice little concoction yesterday of cookies, and I don't think I've ever eaten a molasses cookie. And these Jumble Jubilees, my goodness, they look delicious. They're a cake cookie. They're kind of like a circle. They look like a donut hole. I'm interested to see what those are all about.
No, the stove we have now is brand new and never been plugged in. My house that flooded out there, I stayed longer. And I think my son, I think he got something from the water, the mold, and he can't stand onion or garlic anymore and certain things. And when we came here, I couldn't, it had a stove and refrigerator. It couldn't be turned on. So we used the microwave or whatever, that stove. There, I missed the turning on the stove and stuff, but... and things, so.
Have you ever heard Carrington on the radio yet? Have you ever caught her on one of the Friday night shows?
I caught her a little bit, yeah. I didn't catch her that long, but she sounded good.
She's very good, and we had so much fun last night. Like I said, now we've hung out at the fair. She's been on a couple shows on Friday night. She was at the studio last night. We had a great time. I think she's going to be at the Bratwurst Festival tomorrow with us. You know, she's just somebody who you really want to have around. This is a talented, funny, she doesn't cut me any slack. She's just a fun girl to be around. And I'll tell you, not everybody is.
I'll have to listen more. Now, she's not a teacher, is she?
No, she's not a teacher. She's a college graduate, though, which I think's great. Actually, she was a communications major, which I wasn't even a communications major, so how about that?
Oh, no, I just caught her, I think, Friday night. I think I caught her for a short time there.
Yeah, she's really good. And like I say, I talked to her last night, and she is going to be at the Bratwurst Festival with us tomorrow. That should be very interesting. I know Pastor Whitaker's going to be there. I know Pastor Craig's going to be there. Matt will be there. Sean will be there. I will be there. But if for some reason tomorrow morning we don't come on right away, don't turn away if a repeat starts or something, because when you're doing a remote, a bazillion things can happen. So just stick with us, and eventually we'll get it worked out tomorrow morning. But I'm just saying a little silent good thought today that that we'll get on okay tomorrow.
Okay, now what time are you on there tomorrow? Like at 10 or something?
No,
or?
No, we're starting at 8 tomorrow from there.
Oh, you are? Yeah, because I liked it when you and Charlie were out there and stuff and
yes.
Talking to the people.
Yes, yeah. We did that. That was the first year back in 18. So this is our fourth Bratwurst Festival. So, yeah, pretty much we're going to try to do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try to catch you. I might have to go out early tomorrow morning, but I'll tune you in.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, remember, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour, and, well, I don't have a temperature in front of me right now. It is the 17th of August, 2023. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. We've always had very good luck, so I hope this is not a jinx tomorrow. With our broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival, I don't ever remember there being any big, huge trouble. The last time we went, I think, honestly, and I'm not trying to slight anybody, I just think last time the person who I was with did not have a lot to say. So tomorrow we've got big talkers. You know, and the reason that's a problem when you do a remote is sometimes things aren't working exactly as you would like them to work. And you've got to get it kind of smoothed out. And when somebody's not talking a whole lot, that's not easy to do. But tomorrow, we've got the big talkers. We've got Sean, and we've got Matt, and we've got Pastor Whitaker, and Pastor Craig, and the whole gang there in Carrington. So we should have a full slate of programming tomorrow morning from the Bratwurst Festival, and possibly tomorrow night. It'll all depend on what the weather's like. If we do the Friday night show from there, or if we come back to Marion to do the Friday night show, it'll just kind of be the way it goes. But here's a little story. Now, I'm going to bring this up this morning. I probably will bring this up tomorrow. I find this very fascinating. And by the way, chime in anytime this morning. 740-751-4038. Now, here's the story. A New Jersey court ruled yesterday, now this happened in New Jersey, not in Ohio, that there was a Catholic school in New Jersey that fired a teacher because she was pregnant. And the reason the Catholic school was able to fire this teacher is they said that she did not remain abstinent, which is one of the things that you have to do to be part of that Catholic school. Now, this teacher had been employed there since 2014. Now, I'm not sure what year she was fired. I imagine it's been somewhat recently. So I'm guessing she worked there at least 6+ years. But when she got pregnant, that was the end of it. Now, the New Jersey court ruled in favor of the Catholic school and said, yes, they had the right to fire her because that's one of their rules, that you have to remain abstinent. Now, what do people feel about that? I honestly have more questions about that than opinions, let's say. But how do people feel about that out there this morning? I think that's a very fascinating topic, and that the New Jersey court has now ruled with the school that she should have been fired, or they had the right to fire her. I don't think they said she should have been fired, but that they had the right to fire her because she did not remain abstinent before marriage. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Should you be able to be fired for that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I just thought that was a fascinating story. Because I'll tell you, here's the question I have about that story in general. Now, if the girl had not become pregnant, how would you know what she was doing? I mean, really, how would you know if she was abstinent or not? I mean, do they go around asking people if you're abstinent at that school? And so really, is it just the fact that she became pregnant? Now, see, this goes back to a whole question that we've had on this show. And not to crack up this can of worms, but, you know, a woman does have to carry the child. And clearly, that's something you can't hide at one point. And obviously, it cost this woman her job in New Jersey. Now, a man at that school, because I'm sure there are male teachers at that school as well, now a male teacher could be doing what he's doing and not being abstinent, but how would you ever know? How would you ever know if the male was being abstinent or not? And how would you ever know if the teachers who were not pregnant were not being abstinent? I don't know. That's a funny rule to me, because the only way I think they would have ever found out that this woman was not being abstinent was the fact that she got pregnant. And she got pregnant, and clearly it cost her a job. Now, does this have any reflection on how good a teacher you are? If you're, I don't know, do they pay attention to that? If you're pregnant or not, and if that's a bad thing or not? Maybe in a Catholic school they do. I never went to a Catholic school. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 42 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I find that a fascinating story. And I find it fascinating that the court ruled the way they did. That, yes, she should have been fired. Now, it's kind of interesting to me because obviously this girl was angry for being fired, or why else would she bring the lawsuit? All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's me, Scott. Yeah. I'm not positive, but a girl from my hometown worked at Ohio State. And, you know, she went to church all the time. You know, in a small town, there's not too much to do and stuff and things. But she, I think when she went to Columbus, she got wild-like, and they fired her. But they're not going to school if the woman isn't married. I think they're trying to say they set an example. They don't know what people does, but they're probably not going to let somebody come in there pregnant, and the kids would know. You know, they know if that person, the teacher, the office worker, or somebody is, you know, married or not.
Well, I guess,
and
my
I think that's what they're trying to do, but that's what I said. The man, they can't catch them. It's always the woman. That
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would think she would have the... I would think this is probably not going to end at the New Jersey court, because I think where this woman might have a case is, can you prove that all the other single teachers have been abstinent? And I don't know that you could.
You can't, but the thing is, they're not coming to school, you know, like pregnant, because when I was down there, if you complaints and stuff, they would get rid of you. If they heard, I'm not going to say wild or doing stuff, I don't know if they would, but I think that was like her situation. But she was the nicest person, you know, and you feel sorry because the men are always studs and the women are always, you know, a bad name. Well, you know, if one is a stud, then the other one is too. You know what I mean? It's not right for one to take the blame, but, you know, if your child was at school and you knew your teacher, you know, the teacher, well, I'm going to say up at this one school, the first grade teacher, she was a teacher of a day, but at night she was down at Columbus doing the, what do you call that, not pole dancing, some kind of stuff, and they got rid of her.
Now she was a teacher?
Yeah, she was a teacher.
And at night she was pole dancing.
She looked at me like Marlo Thomas. She was a pretty, very pretty. But they found out that she went down there and she was, I don't know if it'd be like the pole dancing. You know what I mean, that dancing stuff. But
yeah, the dancing on the poles.
Uh-huh. And I heard that's why they got rid of her, yeah. Because they got out, you know, and parents didn't want to, somebody that, you know, back then in the 70s or, you know, something, you know, somebody down there nowadays, it would might be different, you know, and stuff. But I think, you know, when you, even, you know, when a parent goes and they know that the person isn't married and they're, you know, it's just so many people live together anymore. It's just,
Well, I'll tell you what there are two things that this brings up, and the pole dancing story there also, I think, brings this up. Is a teacher allowed to ever be off the clock? Because any other job you do, let's say you're a factory worker, let's say you work at a grocery store, let's say you work at a department store, let's say you work at a restaurant, whatever you do as a second job, as long as it's legal, nobody would ever question it, as long as you're not on the clock with them. Now, when you are not on the clock as a teacher, why are there certain jobs you can't take? That's a question. And number two, clearly this woman in New Jersey did whatever she did off the clock. I don't think she did it in the classroom to get pregnant. And something she did off the clock, now she got fired for. And apparently the court has upheld this.
Well, it's like image. You like that? What's his name? Was it that Swigert? That was that preacher, and he was going out with those prostitutes. My mom, she loved watching him. And the first time, you know, he cried, and then they got him within 6 months again, the same thing, and she would not watch him again.
Well, prostitution.
But the thing is,
but prostitution is illegal, except in Las Vegas. And I don't even know in Las Vegas in those days if it was legal. So I don't think I think Jimmy Swigert did something illegal. I think doing something illegal is
they
different.
They were going to have the person that he either had the affair with. I saw on my thing, but I haven't caught it. Just within the last week, she's giving an interview. And I forget her name. She had dark brown hair and stuff. But the thing is, you know, you're not going to send your kid to school if you know that somebody was like a pedophile or something. And they kind of put, you know, like if the person is pregnant and not married, you know, and the guy, he still gets to, you know, teach or whatever he's doing. It's not fair, but, you know, like used to, they said they didn't want people to have a gay teacher, right? Because they'd be, you know, the kids. Well, when I watch the TV, the ones that's having relationships with these kids are the teachers, the women teachers mostly, some men.
You know, that is very strange.
Women teachers.
I've often wondered that. Why, 9 times out of 10, the relationships that are happening at schools between teachers and students are the women. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if the male students
I've seen
are more...
I've circle lately. And the thing is, they're usually, like that one that was noted, she was too pretty to send to prison, and she didn't get any prison time. You remember that one? Maybe, I don't know if it was 6, 8 years ago. The judge said she was too pretty to send to prison.
Well, but again,
a woman's prison, and they didn't give her any time in prison.
But again, if the child is underage, then the teacher has done something illegal. And I think doing something illegal, I mean, obviously, you probably are going to lose your job. But when it comes to just getting pregnant, listen, I understand that this Catholic school has rules. But the problem is that the men are never going to face that rule because you'll never know if they did or not.
I know, but they want, like the teachers and stuff, they want, well, I'm not going to say like a role model. And a lot of the people that go, their kids, they go to church too. You know, a lot of them, maybe if they don't go to church, they don't care. But then, you know, when you have the people that go to church complaining, but that's what I said, in a way, it's such a mess, but...
Let me ask you this, because if it's really about being a role model, because I've brought this up before, let's say you're not a teacher. Let's just say you're a citizen, but let's say you've been married 4 or 5 times. Now, maybe 3, 4, 5 times. Now, and still dating people and always with people and so on and so forth. Now, are you a good role model? Does society look ill of you?
Well, I think, my relation down, they frowned on divorce. Let's just put it that way. They were older. They'd be like 100 or so. And, you know, back then, a small town, I can think right off the bat one person that was divorced. And, you know, you just didn't hear much of it back then in the 50s and stuff. People, I don't know, just, you know, it just wasn't done, you know, not in a small town and stuff and things, but. You know, everybody, I don't know, I guess, I don't know how you'd do that because unless she took time off and came back or something. But, you know, I don't know if it gives kids ideas, like if you'd be in high school and the teacher's pregnant, if that would be like a bad, you know, other people's going to have to give their idea on it. If I'm saying influence, you know, if you know that she goes out and gets drunk every night, and I don't know. It's just people, you know, they want their teachers and stuff to be, you know.
Well, it's an interesting topic. I thank you for calling in.
Yeah, because some other people can give their idea, but I'm pretty sure that's the reason and stuff and things. Back then, you know, what you did and stuff, I think, mattered after work. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think you're right.
If they knew of you doing something like at OSU, I guess they would get complaints. And then if they got complaints, they'd just let you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see how this all turns out. But thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Phone lines remain open. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's an interesting topic because it's moral, obviously. A lot of these things we're talking about are not illegal. It's not illegal to have a relationship with somebody. It's not illegal to get pregnant. It's not illegal, apparently, to work somewhere that has poles in it. I don't know. It's fascinating. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning once again. My exciting life calls, so I thought I would call.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead.
About the Catholic school teacher, do they have the same rule for men? Because as discussed, how you're going to possibly enforce that for a man, I'm not
well, yes, right. I believe the whole staff is under that rule, but the question is, how would you know?
Yeah, I mean, do they take a DNA test of every pregnant female in the entire United States to see if one of the male teachers impregnated her? That would be basically impossible.
Well, I don't think that's the question here. I think it's just obviously when you're pregnant, we know you haven't been abstinent.
Yeah, and just how do you enforce that for a man? That seems very sexist.
Well, you can't.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if they want to have that rule and you accept it, well, that's fine, but you can't enforce it for a man, so it is sexist, so it's not fair.
Well, it may not be not fair, but the court said they can.
And abortion is not something that I would imagine they would allow, and certainly would frown upon. So it's not a case where a woman could get pregnant and then end the pregnancy. It is a catch-22, and that's the problem. I mean, they can make the rules they want as a private school, but how do you enforce that? And it is sexist by nature, so I don't see the justification. It's a slippery slope for sure, Scott.
It's an interesting story. When I saw this story yesterday, I was kind of... listen, and I am not saying that the Catholic school cannot have rules. I understand why they have this rule. I get it. But I don't know how you... I don't. And here's the thing. This woman could have been having relations with many men before she got pregnant, and they wouldn't have known that either. So that's what's the Achilles heel here, was the fact that she got pregnant, and you could tell clearly that she had not been abstinent.
It's unfair by nature, and you know, life's not fair, as we know, as adults. But I don't. And when it's sexist, that's where the problem comes in. It just biologically. You can't tell.
Well, that's the abortion question, and we had a little bit of it last week, is whether or not people like it, a man will never be arrested or have to go through an abortion because a man physically can't do that.
Yeah, and that's part of the issue. Is I mean, Len and myself agree completely on this. You know, I don't agree with everything with Len, but I like the way that he phrased this. And I think abortion is wrong, except... In the cases of rape and other circumstances that might be in that general sphere, but it's not a form of birth control. But people are not perfect, and people change their mind, people make mistakes, and as a man, it is none of my business to make that decision.
Well, I have a question for you, Adam, because I want to see if some other people want to get in on this, but how many times can you be married and in relationships before you can no longer be a role model? Now, it's not illegal to be married and divorced. It's not illegal to have relationships with many different men or many different women. But at what point do you stop being a role model? Because really, none of this stuff is illegal we're talking about.
Yeah, you want to be human. I mean, my father was divorced 3 times. My mom was very happy with her second husband. And she just passed away at a very young age. Actually, my dad and my stepmother, Janine, they got married again, and they were kind of best friends about the time that he had passed away. So a lot of it is the quality of the relationship, people staying married for the children. I think my parents stayed married for the children, myself and my sister, and I was 13 when they got divorced for a bit, because they never seemed overly happy. I guess it's case by case, depends upon the quality of the marriage. As human beings, we'll have conflict, and you want to show that we are human, but you don't want to feel like you're being forced into a relationship. And also, with time, people's roles have evolved. There's no the traditional woman staying at home barefoot and pregnant, so to speak, the guy working. Well, that isn't really the case. Usually both parents work. The woman might be a lawyer, she might be a construction worker, she might be a secretary, the father could be who knows what, or the father could be a house husband, or they both could be independently wealthy. So part of that has evolved also. So it is case by case, but I think we should show that love shouldn't necessarily be unconditional. You should work out a relationship. But sometimes you grow apart. I think my parents kind of grew apart.
Well, I would think, you know what, as I've said before, once or twice, I can go, well, you know, that does happen. I think when you start getting, and how often are these divorces happening? You know, I'm not talking about somebody who's been married and divorced 4 or 5 times by the time they're 70. I'm talking by the time they're 40.
Yes, and a lot of it is changes in our society, the internet being the way people often meet, the way they communicate.
But you know what? I bet those people will be married again. I would almost put money on it, because I think there's a genetic flaw there. If you would get married 3 times, you'd get married 4 times. If you'd get married 4 times, you'd get married 5 times. I just think they can't help themselves.
I agree, Scott. With 90 seconds left, I wanted to give you one of my own top 10 lists. It's nothing really out of the ordinary. It's possibly come up before. Did you want to hear my top 10?
90 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. These are the people that I'd like you to have on your show. And some of these people may have already been on. I mean, who knows? You talked to Bill Cosby, so it wouldn't surprise me. But here are some people that, you know, I ask our listeners to comment. People I'd like you to interview on your show. You ready?
Okay.
I've mentioned, I call him Chucky Baby, King Charles, as well as King Charles's 2 sons and his daughters-in-law. And I think Prince Harry would be available. He's not really in the royal family, right? Other people that I think might be on the show, Leah Thomas, or a.k.a. Will Thomas, or is it Will Thomas, a.k.a. Leah Thomas, Ms. Jenner, of course, and then TV stars that I like, Jerry Seinfeld, Kelsey Grammer, Jane Leaves, George Clooney, who has Cincinnati connections, and Sally Struthers. I think Sally Struthers would be a good person to have on. So that's my list, and listeners, tell me what you think about my list.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day.
All right. Phone lines are open, but we've only got about 30 seconds here, so if you have a thought on any of this, hold your peace for just about 10 minutes, and we'll come back after the break, and we'll talk more about it. The phone line is 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget the big back-to-school giveaway, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald's on Mount Vernon Avenue. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app. Oh, my. The subjects we discuss on this program, broadcasting live from the streets of Bucyrus, the Bratwurst Festival, tomorrow morning, starting at 8:15 a.m. through 1 o'clock. Back in 10 minutes.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it.